There is a very unique relationship or relationships that food has on the way that we feel and the way that we pretty much get up and get out of bed of a morning. And there is a public lecture happening tomorrow talking about the relationship of food and the respiratory system called We Breathe What We Eat. Professor Lisa Wood joins us to talk a little bit about that. The lecture tomorrow, Lisa, what can we expect?
So tomorrow we're going to be talking about nutrition as a way of helping to control inflammation in asthma. Asthma is a disease that's very much driven by airway inflammation, and over time we've realised there's certain nutrients that can suppress that inflammation, or alternatively there's certain nutrients that promote that inflammation.
Yeah, we do hear a lot, Lisa, that word inflammation, and that is kind of a nasty word. What are some of the things that we need in our diet to stop inflammation of our respiratory system?
Well, we found that a diet that's rich in fruit and vegetables is very helpful in asthma, and it reduces the risk of having an asthma flare-up. And that's most likely due to a number of things, but in particular antioxidants, and also dietary fibre is being recently understood to have anti-inflammatory actions.
Mm. So how, from what you've been able to uncover with this research, how exactly are some of those things working?
Well, each nutrient has different mechanisms. So, for example, fibre acts by being digested in the large intestine to produce metabolites called short-chain fatty acids, and these interact with immune cells and suppress inflammation. On the other hand, when you consume high amounts of saturated fat, for example, then that activates immune cells and activates the same type of receptor that becomes activated when an immune cell interacts with bacteria. So the body is seeing that high saturated fat level as being abnormal and tries to respond to it by driving this inflammatory response, and that can worsen what's happening in the airways.
There's always a lot going on behind the scenes. I think we sort of take for granted that, you know, food is food, but food is not always food, is it? You get the right things in and you'll have the right outcomes.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that it's important when we identify that foods can modify disease, that it's important that we share that information with people, because, you know, you really need to make a concerted effort. If you want to increase fruit and vegetables in the diet, for example, you really need to make that a priority in your lifestyle. And so to remind people of the benefits that they can gain by doing that is really helpful, I think.
So I think I might be in the market to get rid of that cheese sandwich I've got for lunch in the next few minutes. I don't think it's going to be much good, Lisa, between you and me.
No, not yet. I like cheese. Cheese. Dairy's good. Lots of calcium, healthy bones. There's other things, like maybe the fast food meal that you could have had on your way home. That's what you should drop, not the cheese sandwich.
Lisa, we will not talk about that. You promised we would not talk about that. Lisa, it is tomorrow at the Conservatorium, a corner of Auckland and Layman Street in Newcastle. Do we need to book for this 6 o'clock start tomorrow?
Try and get on the website to register, and you can do that. The website's newcastle.edu.au/NPT for New Professors Talk. Try and register, but don't worry if you have problems getting through or you can't find the link. No one's going to be turned away at the door. We'd love to see everybody come along and share in the seminar.
Lisa, sounds like some great information there. I wish you hadn't have outed me about my fast food on the way back, but that's all part of life, isn't it?
Very good.
We do what we can do. That's Professor Lisa Wood from the University of Newcastle School of Biomedical Sciences and Pharmacy. Very interesting relationship with food and our respiratory system. Some great information for their lecture tomorrow night. 2NURFM, it's 17 to midday.